This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. Wasting away
again in Margaritaville. Maurice Jones joins me. He is the Assistant City Manager for the City of Charlottesville, Virginia, right here in Central Virginia. We're also joined by Bob Gross, who's on the Steering Committee for the Dialogue on Race. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for coming in.
Good afternoon, Coy. Thanks for having us.
And let me see, Maurice, let's start with you. Update us now about the very latest on the Dialogue on Race. Where are we with all the planning and getting ready to launch, right?
We are. We've got a kickoff event coming up this Saturday to kind of get the ball rolling on the dialogue. It is from 10 a.m. to noon at the King Performing Arts Center at Charlottesville High School. And we're asking folks who have signed up already and those who are interested to simply come out and be a part of the event, learn more about the Dialogue on Race, the study circle model of dialogue that we're utilizing, we'll be utilizing throughout this project, and to also participate a little bit in a study circle to get a little bit of a feel for what it's like to be in one of these circles and how interesting and powerful it can be.
Yeah. And so, Bob, you've been one of the folks helping to put this together. I assume you've already been to lots of meetings. And when Maurice says that refers to this circle, what's he talking about? What is this?
Well, we're talking about a way to get people together to talk in small groups, maybe 10 or 12 people, a very diverse group of folks from all over the city and nearby in Albemarle County as well, to meet together about six times over about a six-week period from late January to March, with a couple of people who are going to help the discussion go well and make sure that everybody gets a chance to speak. And we're going to talk about what race relations have been like in the past, what they're like now, according to whoever's in the room, and what we can do to make things better in the future. That's what these circles are about.
And I guess, Maurice, you have as many groups as there are people that volunteer and want to talk, right?
Exactly. We will not put a cap on the number of people who can be participants or facilitators in this process, and we need both. We have 2 months to go, about 2 months to go, in terms of registering folks. We will cut off registration right before the study circles begin at the end of January, and we'll be working over the next month or so to start to assign folks to different study circles. And we hope to make these, as Bob was saying, as diverse as possible with two trained facilitators who will help guide them through the process and through their assignment that they will be participating in.
Yeah. It sounds very Sorensen-like. You know, the Sorensen Institute brings together diverse people from all across Virginia to talk about public policy. But this is sort of the neighborhood version of that. You know, you're sitting down with your neighbors talking about neighborhood issues. And this issue, of course, Bob, everybody has a strong opinion on this issue.
Yeah, but this is not just about talk. We're not getting together once again to talk about race. Mm-hmm. We're talking about what can we do. What actions can we take? And following up these discussions, the really big part is the actions that are going to be taken, that are going to be proposed by the folks in the groups, and then taken. We're going to take steps after that to begin to make things better based on the recommendations of the folks in these groups. Hundreds of folks in these groups.
Yeah, and that's something, Maurice, that you were telling us months ago. That was one of the hopes of the city in putting this thing together, was that there actually might be some policy to come from this.
Well, I think this is what will help make this effort a little bit different from other efforts in the past to deal with issues of race here in Charlottesville. In the past, we've had some dialogue. They've had varying levels of success. But what we haven't had is a lot of action that's come out of them. We have a commitment to have action come out of this as a community. This is not simply going to be a city council decision. When these action ideas start to come back, we'll form groups that will take a look at them and say, how can we as a community implement some of these action ideas? So it's not going to be just a city government driven approach. It's going to be a community approach to this. And how can we solve these problems? There are going to be some short-term issues, some easy, low-hanging fruit type of issues that we can deal with as a community quickly. And then there are going to be some long-term issues that will take some time to address. The issues that are associated with race relations in our community did not form overnight, and they're not going to be solved overnight. So it's going to take some time on some of the bigger issues.
Maurice Jones is the assistant city manager for the city of Charlottesville. We're also joined by Bob Gross, who's on the steering committee of the Dialogue on Race. And Bob, do you have a feel that the steering committee members will be, I guess, the first volunteers to participate in these conversations?
Well, we've actually already begun. We had a sort of a mini study circle a couple of weeks ago, and although it was compressed into one day instead of 6 weeks, it was very exciting, and we were the guinea pigs. So we are, many of us, going to be part of the succeeding study circles,
yeah,
and some of us will be facilitators with those circles.
Now, Bob, for somebody who's listening and thinking, I might want to do this, I don't know, tell us what it was like being the guinea pig and being in this experimental group.
It was very exciting. I met people otherwise I would not have met, who live nearby, people from all walks of life in Charlottesville and all different pieces of the county and the city. I learned new things. I learned some new things about me. And that's exciting stuff. And so I can pretty much promise that people who take part in this in the future are going to learn some new things, meet some new people, and they're going to live through it. They're going to survive.
Yeah. And I guess, Maurice, the vision is that this is going to make this a better community, a stronger community. And I would imagine that this is potentially national news, that this community is doing something like this.
Well, you know, that's certainly a possibility. It's not our intent. But I hope great things come out of the dialogue. As you and I have talked about before, I couldn't tell you exactly what's going to happen 6 months from now and what type of ideas will be pushed forward. I could make guesses. I could guess here and there and come up with some ideas. But this is really coming from the community. And so in the end, yes, we do want to strengthen this community. We do have issues of race here in Charlottesville. We do have tensions that come out on occasion and that are there even when they aren't centered around an incident that may occur. So we do have lofty goals for this, but as I mentioned before, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time too.
We're talking with Maurice Jones of the City of Charlottesville and Bob Gross. He's on the steering committee for the Dialogue on Race. Now, Maurice, share with us some of the nuts and the bolts of anybody who's interested now. They can finally sign up. I was actually talking with somebody today who said, I live in Fluvanna. I can't do it. And I was going to tell him, I think you can.
Yeah, we are not limiting this to city or county, Albemarle County residents. We want folks from our region to be a part of this. We see this as a shared community, even though we have our differences amongst jurisdictions here. The issue of race is not exclusive to Charlottesville and Albemarle County. So if you live in Fluvanna, Green, Madison, we invite you to be a part of this as well. It's a little more difficult for folks who live in the outlying counties because of, they have to travel in, that type of thing for the discussions. Because I would imagine a lot of the discussions will be centered in the city and the county in terms of meeting places and that type of thing. But if we found a group of folks in Green County who said, we want to be a part of this, and we'll work with other folks in our community, we'd be willing to do that as well. It's important to have as many people from as many walks of life to participate in this process. So we are not limiting it to folks in the city and the county. The different ways that you can get involved right now are to first and foremost to sign up as a participant or a facilitator. And you can go to our website, which is charlottesville.org/dialogue. And there's some information on the dialogue on those websites. And then also you can register there. And then we also are offering up hard copy application forms or registration forms as well. You can call 970-3101 to get those, or just come by the city manager's office in City Hall and we've got them there.
There you go. And again, the website is charlottesville.org/dialogue.
It is. And we also, of course, as we mentioned before, we have the big kickoff coming up this Saturday from 10 to noon at the King Performing Arts Center.
And that is sort of an informational session.
It is.
You can get more information. You can talk to people like Bob, who've actually done this,
exactly,
and to see if this is something that you want to participate in. And let's admit it. I mean, this is going to be when you know, when the early 21st century of Charlottesville is written, this is going to be an important chapter, and you can participate and help make some history here.
We certainly hope so. We think it is important. We think this is a wonderful opportunity for us to tackle what can be a very difficult issue to talk about. And we want to do it in a constructive way to move us forward, to get beyond some of the wounds that have been caused by past issues, and to also help us get to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes that we've made in the past. We have a growing population here that's much more diverse, much more multicultural than it was 30 years ago here in Charlottesville, and we want everybody at the table. A lot of folks will assume that we're talking about black and white here, and we will be talking about black and white issues because of the historical nature of the way folks have interacted here in Charlottesville. But we need folks from the Hispanic population, Latino population to be a part of this, Asian population. It doesn't matter what your background is. We want you to come and be a part of this because you bring a different perspective to the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's also both old-timers and newcomers.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of old-timers around who remember when.
Yeah.
But there are also a lot of newer people, people who have been here only 20 years or only 2 years. So we want all of those people to join us.
Everybody is welcome to be a part of history. It's charlottesville.org/dialogue. You can join the conversation, and you can also come out this Saturday from 10 to 12 at the King Performing Arts Center at Charlottesville High School to learn more. Bob Gross, he's on the steering committee of the Dialogue on Race, and Maurice Jones, of course, the assistant city manager for Charlottesville. Thank you both for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.